30. Oliver Twist. Exercise 3.
One cold night, nearly 200 years ago, a poor woman had a baby boy in a London workhouse. She died soon after he was born. The people in the workhouse called the baby Oliver. The dead woman had a locket around her neck with her picture inside it. The workhouse people didn't give the locket to Oliver. They decided to keep it because it was gold. Oliver didn't see his mother's picture. Life in the workhouse was difficult. Oliver never had enough food and he was always hungry. One day...
Please, sir, can I have some more?
More? More? Greedy, horrible boy. No one ever asks for more food here. Your punishment is to clean the kitchen every day.
Oliver decided to run away to London. He walked all day. When he arrived in London, he was very tired and hungry.
You poor boy, would you like some food?
Yes, but I haven't got any money.
That's all right. We can buy it if you come and work for us. I'm Fagin, and this is the Artful Dodger.
Oliver was happy to have new friends. The next day, Fagin asked Oliver to go to work with the Artful Dodger.
This is a strange place to work. Do you clean the streets?
Of course not. Now, we must be quiet so that I can take that man's wallet.
Oh no, my new friend is a thief.
Where's my wallet?
This is the thief.
I don't think that this poor boy is the thief. He looks very ill. I'm going to look after him.
Oliver stayed at Mr. Brownlow's house. A nurse looked after him.
How are you today, Oliver?
A bit better, thank you.
Look at that picture on the wall. The lady looks like Oliver.
A few weeks later.
Oh no, it's 10 o'clock. I've got to take these books to the library and take this money to the bank. But I'm meeting my friend at 10:30. I don't have time.
Would you like me to take them?
Thank you very much, Oliver.
In town.
Where are you going, Oliver?
I'm going to the library to return these books, and then I'm going to the bank.
No, you're not. You're coming with us.
Oliver had to go with Fagin and the Artful Dodger. That night, they visited a big house.
The people who live here have a lot of money. The kitchen window is open. Oliver is small, so he can climb inside.
I'm not going to steal from this house.
Yes, you are.
Fagin and the Artful Dodger pushed Oliver through the window. What's all the noise? It's a young boy.
I'm sorry. Some thieves pushed me through the window. They wanted me to steal your money. But I'm not a thief. I live with Mr. Brownlow.
Henry, look outside for the thieves. We can keep the boy here tonight and find Mr. Brownlow tomorrow. The next day, Mr. Brownlow arrived at the house.
Mr. Brownlow, I didn't steal your books and money. The thieves kidnapped me.
I know. The police arrested Fagin this morning. I tried to find you yesterday. I visited an old woman at the workhouse, and she showed me this locket. It belonged to your mother.
You have a picture of this lady in your house?
Yes. Her name was Agnes. We were friends a long time ago. Your father was very ill, and I promised to help Agnes when the child was born. But when your father died, Agnes moved away, and I didn't know how to find you. Now I can keep my promise.